So after the passing of seven winters, those seven original clans come back with their seven fires to rekindle the original fire, which represents the first four levels of creation. To honor the giver of life, Grandfather Sun, Mother Earth, and Glooskap. And to remember the bolt of lightning and sparks that brought him to life and created the Great Spirit Fire. And they put seven rocks in the fire to represent the first seven levels of creation, and seven more for the seven original families created from the first spark, and seven more for the clans of each of those seven families. And finally, they will bring together their medicines, their plants and roots and leaves, and seven more rocks to represent the seven great medicines that those families bring together. And so we have 28 rocks in the fire, and seven saplings are bent to frame our sweat lodge, with the door facing east. And the seven hereditary chiefs go inside that lodge, which is the womb of our Mother Earth, and call on the people to cover their lodge with seven skins of animals. And the chiefs call upon the first seven rocks to be brought in, which represent the grandmother. And we close the door and pour water on those rocks to remember how grandmother was created from a rock, when dew formed on her and was heated by Grandfather Sun, how she was created from the merging of those elements of light and heat, that fire with the water converging on the rock. And the steam cleanses our bodies, and our sweat goes back to our mother, connecting us to our creation and our shadows. Then the doors are opened, and we sing our songs and share the pipe and the sweetgrass. And then we call upon seven more rocks, and seven after that, and seven more again, and make offerings to the cardinal directions in turn, and all those things that come with those directions. The grandmother and the elders' teachings, and the nephew and our mothers. And when the door opens again, everybody goes around in a circle and comes back out, like babies born again into the world. So the seven levels of creation and seven sacred directions are recognized in our ceremonies, in the sweat lodge, in the sweetgrass ceremony, which is in honor of the nephew, in the tobacco offering ceremony, which recalls the creation of the mother from a leaf, and in the pipe ceremony, which symbolizes the teachings of the grandmother and the mother combined by joining the rock with the plant, the stone pipe bowl with the wooden stem. The words and prayers of all those brought together in our ceremonial circle are put together in the smoke from the sweetgrass or the pipe. And that smoke and those prayers are offered to the seven directions. Looking above, we give thanks to the giver of life for giving us life. Looking within ourselves, we give thanks to the Grandfather Sun for giving us our shadows. Looking below us to Mother Earth, we thank her for allowing part of herself for our creation. And we look east to give thanks to Glooskap for his leadership and to remember the eagle and the bird life. We look south to Grandmother, who came from the rock, and remember her gifts of wisdom and the animals. And we remember the nephew who traveled to the west, bringing the gift of strength and looking to the future with the eyes of the ancestors, and arriving with the fish. And we look to the north, where the mother arrived from the leaf of a tree, representing the plants and the colors and the teachings of love and how to care for one another. In this way, as we look above and within and below, and to all the four directions, we involve these spiritual entities in our ceremonies. And we include the world that we can see with all the elements of life that we share on the surface of our Mother Earth all around us. And we have one mind in the physical world and one mind in the spirit world, one foot in the world of our ancestors and one foot looking to the future. And so in the center, we are communicating with the whole cycle of life in all its aspects, in respect for how life begins and how it is all tied together. In honor of my elders and grandmother, Wilalin.